Great. Good morning, and thank you for the introduction. So I'll be presenting to you about a study investigating the effects of neighborhood characteristics on asthma emergency department visits during the 2007 San Diego wildfires. I'd like to start by thanking my collaborators at the California Department of Public Health, Dan Smith, Justine Hutchinson, and Sumi Hoshiko, as well as our collaborators at the Michigan Tech Research Institute, Nancy French and Mike Billmeyer. While there's strong evidence for an association between wildfires and asthma exacerbation, our purpose in this study was to look at the effects of wildfires in vulnerable populations. So our study population in this study is Medi-Cal, which is California's version of Medicaid, a characteristically low-income population. We also wanted to see if there were neighborhood vulnerability factors that affected asthma rates during the fire. And so if there was a difference in the asthma rates across San Diego County, we wanted to see if that was associated with certain neighborhood vulnerability factors. Our exposure data was derived from a smoke model developed by the Michigan Tech Research Institute, and we used fine particulate matter, PM2.5. We obtained asthma emergency department claims from the Department of Healthcare Services, which manages Medi-Cal. And then to assess neighborhood vulnerability, we used indicators from CalEnviroScreen, which is a vulnerability mapping tool developed by the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment in California. And this mapping tool contains 11 pollution indicators and 6 population indicators. All of this data was aggregated at the zip code level. So for our methods, we first started by calculating a rate ratio for all of the zip codes to measure the effect of the wildfire in our study area. Then we selected indicators from CalEnviroScreen, a key set of indicators that we would use in a final multivariate model where we would look at the effect of those vulnerability indicators in the full population and then stratified by race and ethnicity. This map shows the emergency department rate ratio for the zip codes in our study. So we calculated a zip code adjusted Mantle Hansel rate ratio estimate of 1.43, meaning that there was a 43% increase during the fire compared to this unexposed reference period before and after the fire. The zip code, the rate ratio ranged between 0 and 9.8 for the zip codes in our study. The study period was 106 days and began on August 16, 2007 and ended on November 29th. And on average, the zip codes were exposed for 20 days. So next we looked at the indicators, the vulnerability indicators from CalEnviroScreen separately to determine which indicators we were going to select for our final model. And we saw we had a really interesting result because, as you can see, the direction of most of these indicators was negative, which would mean that as the levels of vulnerability for each of these indicators was increasing, we were seeing lower rates of emergency department visits during the fire. And so we were expecting to see these neighborhood factors add an additional level of vulnerability, but that is not what these results are showing. Most of these indicators were not significant except for ambient PM2.5, so that is the background PM2.5 that is not from the wildfire, which was borderline significant. Then we also looked at the population indicators separately, and again we see mostly negative associations, meaning that as the levels of vulnerability increase for each of these indicators, there that was associated with lower rates of emergency department visits during the fire. And of these indicators, poverty had the highest level of significance. We presented our results to the Department of Healthcare Services, and based on their feedback, we stratified our data by race and ethnicity. and we saw different patterns of association in these groups. There were, again, mostly negative associations in blacks and Hispanics. In Hispanics, there were negative associations for all of the population indicators. But interestingly, we see much stronger associations for low education levels, neighborhood low education levels, and neighborhood linguistic isolation in Hispanics. Those are very strong associations. In order to determine which indicators to select for our final model, we constructed a correlation matrix to determine which indicators were highly correlated and to reduce collinearity in our final model. We see moderate negative correlation between ozone and ambient PM2.5, so we decided that those represented distinct effects and included both of them in our final model. As expected, we found that low levels of education, linguistic isolation, and neighborhood poverty were highly correlated, which is in the bottom right. We decided to keep linguistic isolation for our final model. This table presents the results from our final multivariate model in the full population and also stratified by race and ethnicity. Interestingly, we're still seeing, as before in the bivariate analyses, in our final model, we're seeing ratios that are less than one for all of the indicators in our final model in Hispanics. And a ratio less than one means that as the values of those indicators increase, there would be a lower rate ratio, a lower level of asthma in those neighborhoods. And the indicator for linguistic isolation is highly significant. So this is a plot showing the log of the asthma emergency department rate ratio on the y-axis and the linguistic isolation indicator on the x-axis. Each circle on this plot represents a zip code, and the zip codes are weighted according to the number of emergency department visits during our study period. And so you can see that there is a decreasing trend, and our model is predicting that the rates of asthma or asthma emergency department visits in the zip codes with the highest levels of linguistic isolation are around 75% lower than the zip codes with the lowest levels of linguistic isolation. This map shows the linguistic isolation indicator, the values of the linguistic isolation indicator by zip code in San Diego County. And this data was collected from the American Community Survey. So linguistic isolation is highest in the northwestern and southwestern parts of San Diego County, and the rate ratio for asthma emergency department visits in the zip codes was lower for Hispanics, even though these areas were heavily impacted by the fire. So this is one of the first studies to look at the effects of the wildfire in a characteristically low-income population, Medi-Cal. And as in previous studies, we found a strong effect of the wildfire on asthma emergency department visits overall. But we had an unexpected finding that neighborhood vulnerability seemed to be associated with lower rates of asthma in Hispanics, especially for socioeconomic indicators. And while we're not sure what is causing this inverse association, there was a study published by the National Latino Research Council looking at the effects of wildfires in farm workers and migrant laborers, and they found that there was a lack of bilingual emergency communication during the fire and that this population experienced barriers to care. So that might be one of the reasons, and I would like to hear your opinions about other possible explanations for this finding. Thank you. Where the fire was?
Yeah, that's really a question.
So I don't have a map of that here, but it. Oh, actually, do I have? Yeah. So the fire mostly affected the western part, or the smoke plume went to the western part of the county. So that was one. These are the most, the northwestern and southwestern were highly affected by the fire.